Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a game that's either come out or is about to come out. My name is James.
And my name is Ashton. Hello, James.
Hello, Ashton. How are you today?
Good. It's been a while since we've done a Quipscope together.
Yeah, that's it. It's been a long while. Yeah. I hear you've been playing a brand new game that's soon to come out.
Yes, I have. Well, I've been playing the closed alpha for Multiverses, the new, I think it's Warner Bros. Legally distinct. Multiverses, not Smash Broses, you know?
Smash Warner Broses. Oh, God, I should have used that for the end.
Oh, damn.
No, cut that.
We've wasted it.
Damn it.
But yeah, I played about half an hour last night, and then I played...
Nice.
Well, I'm going to play some more today because I left the footage at home. But yeah. I played a bit last night. It's a closed alpha, so... Mm. There's not as many people online, but I didn't struggle to get into any online games, which was good. Mm. It's free to play when it comes out, and it's cross-platform on practically everything apart from Switch at this point. And it's all online, and you can play with bots if you fancy it, but it's encouraged to play online is kind of the main aspect of it. But as it's free to play, what does it have, James?
Oh, no, it's not got the little mini purchases, the microtransactions.
Oh, it does. It has a battle pass. It's got a free battle pass where you can get customizations and banners and stuff. But then if you want all of the good stuff and you don't want to miss out on prizes if you go up a level, then you have to pay for the battle pass.
Well, I want the prizes.
Yeah, I know. We all want the prizes, James. I haven't found any other in-game microtransactions in terms of do you want this customization? You have to pay for it. But if you want everything from the battle pass, you have to pay for it, basically.
However,
one of the things you unlock on the battle pass on the closed alpha, if you have paid for it, is a costume for Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Called Lord Shaggington. Lord Shaggington, James. I saw that.
They know exactly what they're doing with that.
They absolutely do. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But the game has currently got 16 characters, and more will be revealed soon. So you've got things. So you've got Wonder Woman and Superman from DC.
Yeah.
You've got Shaggy and Velma. You've got Jake and Finn from Adventure Time. A couple of characters from Steven Universe.
Yeah.
Arya Stark, for some reason.
Fits in so perfectly.
Yeah, the Iron Giant is in there as well.
Great.
And then who else have you got? Harley Quinn as well.
Yeah.
And then you've also got characters like Batman.
Yeah.
He's in it. And then you've got Rain Dog.
Yes.
Rain Dog is apparently, when I was playing yesterday, I was like, who the hell is Rain Dog?
Right.
It's apparently a new character that they've made up.
Yeah.
Just for the game. And he's a support character. So, you know, it's kind of he doesn't have a lot of battle in him, but he will protect you. He attacks, he protects, but most importantly, he is a snack.
He's snack.
Yeah, he's snack. I don't know if it's a closed alpha thing, if all the characters aren't ready, or you have to unlock them by playing the game, but bunch of the characters I couldn't play as. I played a couple of games as Wonder Woman, a couple of games as Harley Quinn,
nice.
A couple as Shaggy. And the character movesets are quite interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely way more interesting than Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. But that's
that
not hard,
yes.
To be honest. The characters have quite interesting movesets. So there's like different skill sets of all the characters. So some of them are assassins, which is like close combat.
Shaggy, fighting. Obviously.
Yeah. Shaggy is actually a bruiser.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah, that's fair.
And then you've got like Wonder Woman and the Iron Giant are tanks. You've got Tom and Jerry, they're in it.
Yes.
And their whole thing is like, it's ranged attack. So you don't fight the enemies, you fight each other as Tom and Jerry, and they get caught in the crossfire.
I remember seeing something
about
like
this.
It's this brilliant, like a collateral damage or something
was
what it was called. Yeah, it's brilliant.
They're like the ranged mage character. Then you've got the support character, which is Rain Dog and a couple other ones who are basically just like helping you out.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tasmanian Devil, he's also in it.
Oh, sick, okay. Of course, yes.
He does a tornado attack that's really actually quite annoying. The game encourages you, and it kind of, its unique selling point is the fact that you can do this 2v2 co-op and your characters will work together. And like some characters will, there isn't special attacks for each character, like you can't do like a joint attack, but like Rain Dog, for example, will like tether onto you and can like pull you back if you're about to fall off the stage.
Yeah.
And also Rain Dog will roll into a ball and then you can like throw him at your enemies. So there's a bunch
of
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's like, encourage you to play this 2v2 co-op mode. And I played a couple games and I won them all because I'm just a pro.
Just
a
pro gamer.
Like that.
Sick.
Yeah, and it's Smash in its rawest sense. You know, you get booted off one of the stages and as you hit the sides, there's a big like laser beam that comes out and you die and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, if you enjoy Smash, you will enjoy this because it's got a lot going for it. It's done a lot better than Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. The characters actually feel like they have, you know, fleshed out movesets. The movesets make sense. The levels look good. The characters look good. I like their designs. They're kind of all in this, like...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Fortnite-y, 3D kind of like
that
style.
Sort of aesthetic, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it looks good. I think the characters are, they look good in it, and I think that, the game is very aesthetically pleasing.
That's nice.
There's also, like, a lab area where you can test out your character's abilities, and you can unlock perks for them the more you play as them. So you can, like, level up your characters from, like, base level to, I don't know, like, level 15.
Yeah.
And with every level up, you might unlock, like, a perk or a cosmetic or a badge or something for continuing to play as that character.
So there's a level of progression there that sort of encourages you to keep playing, even if you might be not necessarily into like the online multiplayer side of things.
So if you're like a Harley Quinn main,
you
can like keep playing as Harley, even against the bots. I think it adds to your tally system of your like leveling up. So it does have a lot going for it, and you can play online with a friend and against other people, or you can play, I think you can play local co-op as well. And I think if you play with a friend, you actually, you get 30% more damage or damage reduction to your characters, or you earn 30% of like the in-game currency or something. So,
So as you said before, like really pushing that sort of multiplayer side of things, which I suppose is a good thing in that, you know, there seems to be this sudden push now for Smash like brawlers, and as you said earlier, you know, like Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl didn't quite hit the mark. That was pretty far from it, but at least they're trying something different with this. I was curious about the so in terms of like, it obviously plays a lot like Smash. You get hit out of the level, you sort of like lose a life or lose a point, that sort of thing. How is it as fast as Smash Bros, but like, does it have that same sort of speed, but also like level of, you know, there's an element of skill there with the movesets?
I think so. I think it definitely has the same like speed as Smash. Like most of the games I played,
it's quite frenetic.
Like I felt like I was constantly kind of something was happening, and I mean, most of the games finish in like 2 minutes or under. Like
they're quite
speedy,
super speedy
games. And I mean, the movesets are quite like I say, they're quite interesting. You know, triangle does your special, and depending on which way you're facing or which way you're moving the stick, it's like a different move.
Very similar.
Like Shaggy, if you go down and press triangle, he'll pick up a sandwich that he can throw at people. But like, there's it does feel like they've put a lot of effort into making it as like smashy as possible, whilst also being a little bit unique. And I think if you, like I say, if you're a Smash fan, you might not love this, because like I say, it is, if you're a diehard Smash fan and you're like, no brawler will ever, you know, compete with this, then I'm not going to say this is going to, you know, tickle your fantasy.
It's difficult to top, I'd imagine.
They've
been doing it for 20 years. So,
if you're looking for a new brawler to just try out and like, play with your friends, then I don't see how this could be any harm to playing it with your friends. And it's also cross-platform as well, so you can play with your friends on PlayStation or Xbox or PC, whatever.
That's
it is
a huge plus
on.
Point for them.
Definitely. So there's definitely got a lot going for it. You don't have to own a Switch and have your friend also own a Switch to play it. You can own it on whatever.
Perfect.
But yeah, I think it's a good game. I enjoyed it. I think that I will not play that much, but that's because I'm not very good at those kind of games, even though I won every game.
What are you talking about? You're undefeated.
Well, that's until when everyone starts playing it. Right now, it's just everyone who got in the closed alpha, which isn't that many people. I think when all those diehard Smash fans give it a go, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
But on the other hand, you have more time for practice.
That's
so
true.
You're
going
to be a honed professional.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Ah, excellent. I mean, it definitely sounds like a unique sort of alternative. Like you say, not something that's going to drag away the hardcore fans, but equally, like, it's just something different. Like, it's weird to see, like, Shaggy versus Arya Stark, for example.
I think it's insane. Like, it's absolutely insane having, like, Tasmanian Devil and Batman on the same team, and then me and Rain Dog. Me as Wonder Woman and Rain Dog.
Fan
favorite Rain Dog.
God, I loved him in that thing.
In that thing that he was in. It's definitely weird, but I think it's great if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah, so brilliant. Well,
it's the best bit of the show that we're notoriously really good at. I have one.
Oh, you have one already? Well, it's time for any quips.
Multiverses, more like multiverses of Smashness.
Whoa, wow.
Because it's a bit mad and a bit smashy. And do you remember that movie that came out last week?
Yeah, what?
Multiverse of Madness. Remember that movie?
No, what's that? Is this another, this is another Marvel thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
You got one, James?
Multiverses, more like more like Smash Warner Bros. Yeah, recycled content.
Nice,
boom.
Cool.
Nailed it.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you want to see any gameplay, if you were listening on the podcast feed, why not head to the YouTube channel to watch the gameplay? And basically, yeah, like, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, go out there and kick the crap out of Superman.
Yeah, do it.
He's overpowered and he's rubbish. Okay, all right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.